Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard back on the show. Jane and Pierce are longtime members of our Brain Trust. Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. The two of them are the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, plus a number of other books, and you're starting to get the picture. These are really smart people, and they we've been benefiting from their work in personalities, on the topic and subject and discipline of how personality affects our behavior and the results of our activities. And they're back for another installment of that, this time to talk about conflict management of conflict. Pierce and Jane Howard, welcome back to the show. Jane, how you doing?
Doing great, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. Hi, Pierce.
Pleasure to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you guys back. Okay, every small business owner deals with conflict every day. Sometimes it's a little C conflict. Sometimes it's a big C conflict. How does our personality contribute to our resolution?
Jane? Well, first of all, let's take a look at what conflict is. Whether it's little or big C conflict, conflict occurs when two people or two groups want something and can only get it at the expense of the other.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be wanting the same thing, but if they get what they want, it would be at the other person or other group's cost.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a classic, one of my favorite examples of that is once our teenage daughter wanted to go out. She wanted to have friends for a spend the night, which was normally fine. But we were getting up to leave early the next morning for a family trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see all kinds of warning signs in having a spend the night when we were trying to get off
right.
early the next morning for a family trip.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good plan.
So, you know, that's a small C conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless,
it was a big
conflict
C. I bet it was a big C to her, though.
Always.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what we have to deal with sometimes, right? What I think is a little C or a big C, you know, the other party doesn't you know, takes not the a different position.
Well, and that's that's kind of where personality can get into it also, because depending on one's natural dispositions,
mm-hmm.
a particular conflict could get amplified into something major, or it could just be an inconvenience and invite modest problem solving. Some of us are amplifiers and some of us are reducers, and
mm-hmm.
and that can make a lot of difference in how conflict is approached.
Right.
But the good news is there's technology to manage conflict.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
The
classic one was developed decades ago, excuse me, by Xerox Management or Xerox Learning Systems. It was a classic model for developing conflict. And it goes like this. You ask the other person, what is it that is so important to you in the stand that you have just taken?
Mm-hmm.
What is the underlying need or the
mm-hmm.
underlying motive, or what do you hope for it to get you? And in the case that I just mentioned, it was our daughter saying, "Well, you know, it's the last basketball game of the season, and anybody who is anybody does something with their friends after that game."
She had some face to save, didn't she?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so then you say, well, let me share with you what's so important to me about the stand that I took.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, what's important to me is that we get on the road at the proper hour, and that we not be waiting for people to come doing pickup, take a chance if we're going to have to deliver somebody. So that's just
start the whole week off on a bad foot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, so given that each of us can respect what's important to the other person,
mm-hmm.
for her to do something with her friends on the last ball game, and for us to get off on time, the next question is, what is something that we could do that would satisfy both needs?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the conflict is arising because I don't want what you have. I just don't want you to have it. I'm going to ask Jane to explain how that works with our personality after these messages. Right back with Pierce and Jane Howard. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.